Empowering Gita Reflections, a podcast to guide modern lifestyle with the wisdom of the Gita.
Pando army had said, no, you're the older, you're like, what, 185 years old? You make the rules, we'll follow those. And so they, he said that unless and until both commanders have signaled that they are fully ready, war will not start. And while the conks had begun, some of them, the signal was not given from the Pandav side that we are ready. Because as Arjun started to go there and then Krishna started to speak, Yudhishthira said, what's going on? What are they talking about? They thought, okay, if there's 15 more minutes, they're probably surveying which side am I going to enter from? What this? Who do I take down first? All that. But it's like delaying. Let's say he even sent like what? But they were talking in low voice, apparently. So is say the Mahabharata that not others could not hear it clearly. Plus there was all the commotion, the excitement of the war and the noise and all of that. But the signal was not given that we are ready. And the rule, the other side had made the rule that until both sides were ready. And when then Arjun, when finally he said, I'm ready, I'm fighting. He pulled his mighty and lightning started striking and the clouds and all of that. That was a clear signal that, okay, he's ready. And boy, ready he was, right, after that. So there's that. There's also the Mohini Kana and I were talking earlier today about so the relativity of time, right? It is a common science now, right? Relativity of time, how it is relative. One moment in the hospital waiting for someone on the deathbed, we can feel like, oh my God, it's such a long time. When are they going to come out of surgery? What happened? They said 30-minute surgery. It's been 35 minutes. What's 25 more minutes? But it's feeling like twice the time has come. It feels like eternity. Oh God, I hope it feels so long. And when we're having fun and there's a game and there's Diwali or whatever, Dandiya, whole night went on. Like, I don't even know what we say. Pura saal nikal gaya. This year was so fast. It's ironic how the years go so fast and moments feel so long, so slow down, right? It's relative how we see it. So it depends on how they perceived it. And on top of that, there is also the possibility of the superhuman, that perhaps time was frozen. I can't say no, I don't know, is the only truth. I cannot say for sure that, no, yes, I guess it was like that. But what do I know? How much do I know, really, right? Like, how much do we collectively know, even? So with all of those perspectives, I think it's smart, it's wise to take what's useful, what's worthwhile, and let others fight it out, like duke it out, whatever, like if you run with the gold here. So the point that I was making was that he had to say it quickly. He had to get him ready quickly, not just say something, but get him ready and excited and enthusiastic. And so he plucked from the Upanishad the entire body of knowledge. Ved simply means body of knowledge, except it means entire body of knowledge, timeless and spaceless. The knowledge that existed then, the knowledge that exists now today on Google, and the knowledge that will exist 100 years from now when they will be on Mars and all that. Entire body of knowledge is Ved. Anta is end, final. Siddhanta is proof, conclusion. Vedanta, final analysis of the synthesis of the entire body of knowledge, is Advaita, not two, meaning one. Is this one string that goes through it all, one that upholds it all. There's one single stream of consciousness in which these are bubbling. There's different forms at different times and different space are bubbling and perceiving and interpreting and all of that, but it still is a single entity. So we're not this puny little small little person that we think we are and that we have to prove this. We do not have to prove anything to anyone ever if you focus on the right thing at first. Right? It's all proven already. We just need to observe it. So that's why the 13th chapter drives a wedge. It just breaks that log. The two that had combined, chit, char, becoming one. The white thinking, I'm also black, is it? But the black is not thinking I'm white because the black cannot think because the black is dead. Body is dead matter. Body does not have its own cognition, its own awareness. It's, right? It's dead matter. It's matter, not spirit. So the black is not thinking, I'm also white. Black is just not thinking. Black has no thought, no ability to think. The white, in that example, is thinking, I'm black. I want to get white. I wonder if we can, if you have objection to my language, we can reverse it. If this it's running into snags with the black and the white, let's reverse it. I'm totally cool with it. My Krishna was black, by the way. All right. Your Arjun was white. So but the point is the live, the conscious one is thinking, I am this this dull one that I have to really become full and glorious. But the dull one is not thinking anything because it doesn't think. And so we've messed ourselves up. And so the moment we start to disentangle the white from the black, the matter from the spirit, through the aid of this 13th chapter, kshetragya, the field and the knower of the field. I am the knower of the field. I am not the field. I'm the observer. I'm the witness. Sakshi, jyokatyo, right? Never. Then it takes into, then it shows, it goes through the process of achieving that, the benefit that we're not going to go into all of that. The only other thing I'll touch on in this chapter, two things. One in which he says, janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshana darshanam. In the 13th chapter, there is a shloka towards the end of it, comes that otherwise, what if you think you're the body, then you are born. You are born because you think you're the body. Whatever is born, this is very, very commonsensical, very logical. Janma, jo bhi ho uska mrityu laga. If it is born, if it is created, it is going to be destroyed. If it is born, it is going to die. Anything, no matter what it is. A frog and a fish and a man and a big man and a pretty woman and an apsara, everything, whatever, right? If it is born, it is going to die. Otherwise. And so nobody wants to die. Nobody likes death. And so as soon as you're born, you're stamped, labeled, this child just born is going to die, right? Every one of us, and it's all of us. If we think we're the body, then janma mrityu. And if someone says, okay, well, that's fine. I'll live with it. Everybody has to die. I'll die also. So, but except janma mrityu is fine. There's also going to be jara. Every moment there is degradation. If you're born, you're going to die. But every moment you're going to degrade. That's a jara. Your past moment was better than that. You're going to get older and older and older and weaker and weaker and dumber and dumber and dependent and dependent and dependent. If you think you're the body. Like I'm becoming like that, Kana knows. The not the dumber part. I mean, that's questionable, but the other part, dependent. So janma, mrityu, and jara, every moment, dang it, that's a problem. Right? Not one moment without degradation, constant degradation. And if you say, okay, I'll also live with that. That's okay, I can deal with it. So, but wait, it's not over yet. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. In between, there will also be diseases and corruption. Your body will be corrupted by the virus. Some alien element would get into it. Some water you should not have drunk, some food, some bugs, something that you also have spikes in between of a really bad experience. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. Okay, well, I'm looking for joy. Wasn't I born for joy? When I was born, I thought this would be great. This would be fun. I want fun. And now you're telling me you're going to die. That cut it in half. I said, okay, I'll take half of it. And you said, no, but it's always constantly going to reduce. All right, I'll take that. And there will be spikes of really bad negative experiences. TK, I'll figure out how to live with that. So wait, still not done. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. Then there will be dukkha. There will be insults thrown at you. There will be injustice upon you for no reason. There will be bad done unto you. It's insanely from where it came. I was minding my own business. Someone will just crash bump into you. You're stuck with insurance and the cops and this, and I didn't have a license, had expired and all kinds of things. So dukkha bhi hoga. Otherwise, those I loved die or degrading. This had nothing to do with me. And even if you would figure out a way with that dosh, whatever remains, those little tiny those white rice, we pick out some of the black pebble from it. We say, well, half of them will be black and half of them will be white. Okay, well, even when in those that are white, there will be some bugs. And even those from the bugs, there will be poisonous bugs. What are you leaving me with? In the end, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, those, the ones that remain, there's some very few beautiful moments that you do get in life. If you think you're the body, they will have dosh. They'll not be perfect. There's no such thing as a perfect joy in this concocted notion, and which means you still search for that. you thought this was the best moment of life. It should have stayed like that then forever. It should have satiated you. You're like, never seek any more joy. I've had the best moment of my life, right? I got that girl, that boy, that whatever. It doesn't stay. Nothing stays. And so you're left with nothing in the end. So that's one of the shloka that he inserts in the middle of the, towards the end of the 13th chapter. Hence, therefore, you must, you know, this is not for you, Arjun. You're a human. You're a superior being. This is not how I've designed you. I'm not made you to experience grief and misery and anxiety and worry and all of that.
This Gita Yoga podcast will continue in the next session. Jai Shri Krishna.